All week long, we've been playing you the sound that's been going strong since 1960.
This time it's love, my foolish heart.
Think you know what that was and where we recorded it? Here's KALW's Colin Peden to tell you more.
Tonight is like a lovely tune. Beware, my foolish heart.
Tucked in the back of a darkened bar, a young man sings to a ring of people surrounding an old piano. On top is a tip jar, partially filled with crumpled bills. The singer sits with a drink in front of him, casually holding a mic.
My name is Ben Benjamin. I've been coming here probably about 9 months. I heard about it from a friend, and I felt like it was something I wanted to experience to get the full gist of Oakland and all that it has to offer. And I walked in, and there were people doing these songs that I had been listening to for half my life and keeping them alive by singing them. I was delighted.
This time it's love.
Welcome to the Alley.
My
a piano bar and steakhouse in Oakland, where people come together every week to sing, or maybe, like Thursday night regular Kent Kessinger, just to sit back and take it all in.
Do you like to sing?
Occasionally. I like watching the old guy tinkle on the keys, you know?
Mm-hmm. How about a round of applause for Rod Dibble?
Well, I'm Rod Dibble, and I'm here at the Alley on Grand Avenue. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights.
Rod Dibble's the piano player. He's been playing here almost every week for the past 55 years. All that time at the keys means that Dibble has memorized a huge repertoire of songs.
I've got about 4,000. I try to learn a song a week or two songs a week.
Yeah.
That's so he can stay a few steps ahead of the requests from the singers, who gather around his piano each week, waiting to take their turn at the mic. When a singer does particularly well, Dibble rings his cowbell in appreciation. Dibble's relationship with the singers is what keeps a lot of people coming back week after week, like Ray Ingesert, who started singing here on a whim.
Yeah, I was sitting at one of these tables back here with a friend of mine, and I was just like, Jesus, you know, these people are murdering these songs. And my friend's like, well, go up and sing something. I'm like, oh, okay. And yeah, that was 30-some-odd years ago now. Almost 30 years ago. So, yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a while, but by the time Ingesert found the Alley, Rod Dibble had already been playing here for nearly a quarter of a century.
This could only happen to a guy like me.
Yes.
And only happen in a bar like this.
Dibble tells me that when he started in 1960, Oakland had a much different bar scene.
There used to be 5 piano bars on this street alone. And then now it's karaoke and
yeah.
We're the only piano bar now in Oakland.
And that's something that the regulars are proud of, to the point of modifying show tune lyrics to be about the Alley itself.
When each time I'm down, the Alley is, it's making me clown.
The Alley is,
why I just sing like a star.
There you go.
It's my kind of bar.
So head over to the Alley on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights and try it for yourself. For Cross Currents, I'm Colin Peden.
The Alley is my kind of razzmatazz, and it has Rod Dibble's jazz.
Lots of you called to tell us about your experiences singing along with Rod Dibble. Our winner this week is Steve Grossman. Steve said he learned how to sing at the Alley. His first song was All the Way.
When somebody loves you.
He told me he was really nervous at first, but the folks at the Alley made him feel like a star. Congratulations, Steve. We're going to send you a KALW t-shirt. For the rest of you, you'll have another chance to win next week. Here's your sneak listen.
This marks the second day of our celebration honoring the Blessed Mother, who is the patroness of the fishermen.
Think you know what that was and where we recorded it? Give us a call at 415-264-7106. That's 415-264-7106. We'll tell you the story behind the sound next Thursday on Cross Currents, so tune in. Thanks for listening and thanks for playing. I'm Julie Kane. Oh, and before we leave you, here's a song that everybody knows how to sing. We bring it to you thanks in part to local musician Vupa Maria, who was at the heart of a lawsuit that just made it legal for all of us to sing it without paying a copyright fee.